Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Having fun is good for you.
Feel good so you can enjoy your fun.
When you feel all in, all over with a headache, upset stomach, or general achiness, that's when you should take Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Starting with a liquid is wise because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
The Wistful Vista Ladies Club will meet this afternoon at the home of Mrs. Molly McGee, who is preparing for the meeting right now under difficulties. Her biggest difficulty, of course, is one named...
McGee?
Huh?
What are you doing now?
I'm just trying to help you out, kiddo. I figured if I took this plate of little sandwiches you just stabbed with toothpicks and took them in the other room...
Where I couldn't see you, and then when the girls got here, instead of 36 sandwiches, there'd be about 14. No, sir, you put those back.
Oh, you counted them, huh?
Yes. If you really want to help, you can put a couple of the dining room chairs in the living room for me.
Well, gee whiz, you got 36 of them. Can't I just have one?
Okay, one. If you'll promise me that when the girls get here, you'll go work in the garage or something and stay out of our way.
Me?
You're the lad I mean.
What?
After what happened the last time, sitting out on the stairway listening to the girls talking, why, you embarrassed me, McGee.
You mean just because I walked in and said, "It's getting late, girls, what difference does it make if it was his fault or her fault? They're back together now, so let's get on with the meeting." That embarrassed you?
Yes, it did.
Well, gee whiz, I'm businesslike. The way you girls waste time when you're supposed to be having a business meeting.
The meeting hadn't started yet. That was our 30-minute discussion period.
Oh.
So just let us run our own meeting today, please. Put these chairs in the living room for me, will you? And here, take this book in, too, will you?
What's the book?
It's a new bestseller by Stephen Shaw. Mrs. Spradley's going to make a report on it at the meeting.
Stephen Shaw. Seems to me I heard of him.
The book's called Women Are Wonderful. Very interesting.
Oh, yeah, I remember that guy now. His name was in the papers last month. Front page story.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it about his book, Women Are Wonderful?
Yeah. Wally Wimple read the title and punched him in the nose. Well, don't you get it, kiddo? The troubles Wimp had with that woman of his, he don't think that
guy... Put these chairs in the living room.
I thought it was rather amusing myself.
Well, don't try to be funny when the girls get here now. They're all crazy about Stephen Shaw. All women are after this book.
Is that what this meeting is for, to drool over Stephen Shaw?
No. Primarily, it's to discuss ways and means of giving our treasury a transfusion.
Oh.
That last fundraising affair we had just about broke us.
Boy, the way you gals raise money, you'll all wind up bankrupt.
Grocery boy!
The old-timer's here. Okay, old-timer, be right with you.
I was beginning to think he got lost. I'm all out of tea, so I told him I was in a jam and to hurry, but you know what a memory he's got.
Yeah.
Hi, daughter, I brung your... Say, that's a nice-looking tray.
Put that sandwich down.
Which one?
Both of them.
And the one behind your back there, too.
Aw, daughter, you got 2-3 dozen of them. You wouldn't refuse a poor, hungry old man just one little bitty...
All right, one. And I hope you didn't get my order mixed up this time. There was only one item, so...
Don't worry, daughter. I brung it just like you asked me to.
Good.
Right here in the sack, daughter. 3 jars of jam?
Jam?
Ain't that what you said on the phone? The girls are coming over, you said. And I looked in the cupboard, and all I got is 1 crock of jam. I usually have 3 around the house, you said.
I didn't say that at all. I said I looked in the cupboard and got a shock. I'm in a jam. I usually have tea around the house, but I'm all out.
I wasn't even close, was I? We must have had an awful bad connection, because I could have sworn...
Oh, dear, here come the girls now.
Well, don't worry, Tootsie, I'll take care of it. You get your meeting started. I'll ride back to the grocery store with the old-timer myself and bring you the tea myself.
Wonderful. Would you, dearie? Oh, thanks.
Only way to get anything done right is to do it myself. Well, come on, old-timer. Let's go.
Okay, Johnny. So long, daughter.
Oh, it worked out fine. Coming, girls. It's a dirty trick to play on both of them, but I had to get him out of the house some way. At least we'll get the meeting started without his horning in, and that's worth something.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
This is Eleanor Engel. Mother, I know you hate to have anyone in your family troubled with an upset stomach. And when this happens, I'm sure you want to be able to help. So, would you let me suggest a way you can help? Use Alka-Seltzer. One or two tablets of Alka-Seltzer dropped into a glass of water fizz up into a tangy, pleasant-tasting solution. A solution that brings wonderful, pleasant relief for acid indigestion. Alka-Seltzer reduces excess stomach acid. It gently soothes and settles an upset stomach. And Alka-Seltzer relieves that stuffy, too-full feeling. So, be prepared for the times when indigestion may happen along at your house. Get an extra package of Alka-Seltzer at your drug counter today. But be sure you get the real thing. Tell your druggist you want Alka-Seltzer. That's Alka-Seltzer. First aid relief for upset stomach.
Mrs. McGee would like the floor.
Thank you, ladies. We've discussed the subject pro and con, and my viewpoint is this. What difference does it make if it was his fault or her fault? They're back together again, so let's get on with the business of the day.
I second the motion.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, dear.
I brought the tea, Molly. I'll just drop it off in the kitchen and be right back. So you go on with your meeting.
Now, don't worry, girls. I'll handle this. He promised to stay in the den and read his paper. You go ahead and get the discussion on how to raise money for our treasury started, and I'll be right back. Don't bother to come in, McGee. I'm coming out there.
Well, I'm afraid we've all agreed that Mrs. Miller's suggestion for raising funds is not very workable either.
Oh, no, it's too ambitious, trying to get Marlon Brando or Rock Hudson to come here and MC a rummage sale. Yes. I just don't believe they do it.
Mm-mm,
well,
me
now,
either.
We must think of some means of replenishing our treasury. Anyone else have a suggestion?
Yes, I have.
Oh, him again.
Oh, McGee, for goodness sake.
Oh, Mr. McGee, this is a club meeting.
Well, you just lay your club down, Sprad, because this idea this time is so much better than them other good ideas I got thrown out with before. That... Hey, don't do that,
Mike. Come on.
Ah, let go. Look out, kiddo. That's my sore ear from last time. Ah, gee whiz, Molly. Ah, cut it out. Gee whiz.
Now, McGee, that's enough. You promised you'd stay here in the den and read your newspaper and leave us alone.
I did. I did read my paper. I got the answer to how to raise money for your club right here in the paper.
McGee, just forget the whole...
No. Listen to this. New resident of Wistful Vista, famous author Stephen Shaw has just...
What? Stephen Shaw? Let me see that.
He just moved into town right here in Wistful Vista. I bet if one of you girls ask him to give a fundraising lecture for your club, you know, maybe about his book.
A lecture? Say, maybe you got
If he thinks women are so wonderful, he'll probably...
Oh, that's a great idea. Do you think he'd do it?
Why, it's a natural. If this thing don't work, I'll put $5 in your treasury myself. Here, take the paper and go on back in the meeting there and make yourself a hero.
Well, if no one else has any suggestions, I think we'd better adjourn the meeting.
Madam Chairman, may I have the floor?
Yes, Mrs. McGee.
I'd like you all to listen to my clever husband.
What? Oh, Mrs. McGee, you know the club rules.
I know, but if we may break the rules this once and listen to his idea, I personally guarantee...
that the club will be out of business in 20 minutes.
Oh, Monica, give him a chance.
Well, all right. Mr. McGee has the floor.
Thank you, Madam Charlady.
But make it as short as you can, dearie, please. It's nearly 3 o'clock and the girls have to get home by 5 to start dinner. Ladies, my husband. Oh, and did you notice how their faces changed when you told them the idea, McGee? Every one of them was so enthused about it. I'm proud of you.
Well, I...
And imagine me being elected the committee of one to visit Steve and Shaw and make the arrangements.
Yeah, but...
Certainly. It's only fair, like you told the girls. It was your idea, so your wife should be the one to talk to Mr. Shaw.
Yeah, I know, but...
Mrs. Spradley was simply dying to do it herself. She's crazy to meet Steve and Shaw, and if you hadn't insisted that I be the one, she'd... What's the matter?
Well, you remember when I said if this idea doesn't work out great, I'll put $5 in your treasury myself?
Yes.
Here's the $5.
What do you mean? I haven't even talked to Mr. Shaw yet.
That's just it. You never will.
What are you talking about?
I should have read the rest of this newspaper article before I started sounding off. Listen. It says, contrary to popular belief, Stephen Shaw, author of Women Are Wonderful, is not fascinated with the opposite sex, as his book leads one to believe.
What?
He dislikes people in general and hates women particularly.
Let me see that.
Right there.
The reason Mr. Shaw bought the Rockville estate at the edge of town is because it was once owned by the notorious prohibition gangster Mike Scarpone and is completely surrounded by a 10-foot stone wall and a moat.
Yep.
If an intruder succeeds in getting past the alligators to the drawbridge, his four ferocious great day... Oh, this is ridiculous.
Hates everybody.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Wouldn't you think a person with a large appetite would generally be a pretty healthy person? But that isn't necessarily true, because we cannot always depend on meals for all the vitamins we need. So do the sensible thing for your family and fortify the meals you serve with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. A vitamin shortage, you know, is one of the common causes of a tired, pepless feeling. And one-a-day brand multiple vitamins supply all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. They're easy to take, they're low in cost, and they contain vitamin B12. Get one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets at your drugstore.
I could just come over and speak with Mr. Shaw. Yeah, I know he doesn't like to see people, but... Oh, dear.
Butler hung up again, huh? Oh, don't worry, Molly. Just leave this thing to me. I got you into this, didn't I?
Yeah, but you didn't know me, McGee.
Just the same, I got you into it. And I'll get you out of it.
How?
I don't know, but you go on up to bed. I'm going to figure out a way we can get in to see Shaw tomorrow, or my name ain't Fibber McGee.
Okay, good night, Sam.
Huh? Oh, now stop worrying. I'll work it out. So long, everybody.
Goodbye, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old Timer is played by Bill Thompson. Mary Jane Croft appears as Mabel Toops. Myra Marsh as Mrs. Spradley, and Natalie Masters as Monica Miller. Before we sign off, we'd like to salute our country's top law enforcement officers attending the 62nd Annual Conference of the International Association of Chiefs of Police in Philadelphia. These are the men who keep our homes and families safe. Good luck to them.
Hear the news with Pauline Frederick today on most NBC radio stations.